understand that life happens, and sometimes you need a little financial boost. That's why at Seaplant Federal Credit Union, we offer low-rate loans tailored to your needs. Whether it's a car loan, a personal loan, or anything in between, we've got you covered. Learn more at cplant.com or visit any of Seaplant Federal Credit Union's 9 local branches. Member NCUA, Equal Housing Lender.
Good Monday morning from Marion, Kentucky. I just am almost speechless this morning, yet 4 days now removed from the shooting out in the rural part of Crittenden County, where our deputy Rick Coyle was critically wounded by a gunshot to the head. And it's just been a very difficult time for this community to find some understanding in this, to find some consolation in this. The first time our community has ever been in a situation where we've had a peace officer gunned down. Rick Coyle, of course, was the SRO out at the high school and middle school. That's the school resource officer. So this has been particularly tragic for those students who had developed a very strong bond with him, and the teachers who have an incredible relationship with him. Of course, Officer Coyle remains in critical condition in an Evansville hospital. His injuries are very grave, and we continue to pray for his recovery. Meanwhile, you've probably seen the news. It's all out there. That Ronnie Phillips, a 59-year-old man from Crittenden County, who has twice been convicted of carrying a concealed deadly weapon and other charges over his criminal history, which dates back to the early 1990s, was responsible for shooting Deputy Coyle, and then other officers there at the scene returned fire. And now the suspect is deceased. I was out at the scene for a couple of hours after it was over, and I cannot begin to tell you the emotions that I saw and experienced myself. I've been reporting news here in Marion, Crittenden County since the 1980s, and this is one of the worst, most tragic events that I have ever had to cover for the newspaper. I can only imagine the effects this is having on our local officers, Sheriff Head, Deputy James Duncan, both of whom were there on the scene during this incident, and all the others. But we do want to thank our neighboring counties, their law enforcement officers who have jumped in and are providing coverage for the county, law enforcement for the county, while our deputies and sheriff take some time off to deal with this personally. And we will get through it. But it is a very, very difficult time. We're going to take a moment and hear from one of our sponsors, and we're going to be back with the rest of the program.
Are you hungry for slow-cooked, fall-off-the-bone flavor? Stop by Marion Pit Barbecue, a local legend serving up mouth-watering barbecue for over 40 years. From juicy ribs and chicken to our famous pulled pork, Marion Pit Barbecue offers big portions and even bigger value 7 days a week. On Tuesday and Friday, try our loaded smoked potato. Wednesday and Saturday, hickory smoked ribs. And Thursday and Sunday, barbecue chickens. Marion Pit Barbecue, located on South Main Street in Marion. Come hungry, leave happy. Don't forget the sauce.
Well, we're going to flip things around just a bit this morning, and I'm going to get you the sports news first because I have a somewhat lengthy interview with Rebecca Woodall, who is spearheading the Child Abuse Awareness Month, and it's Child Abuse Awareness and Prevention, I should say, and we are going to hear from her and several things she has going on with regard to that program. It's all week long, and a number of things we want to share with you. Also, she will provide some information about some Chamber of Commerce events coming up because she is the Chamber of Commerce president. So what I want to do is touch on the sports. Over the weekend, the Crittenden County boys and girls track and field team went to Callaway County to participate in their invitational meet. That's a huge meet, a big number of runners down there. And some top 10 finishes for Crittenden County. Boys 800 meters, Aiden Musser and Chad Jr. Nelson, CJ Nelson as we know him, was ninth in the 1600 meters. Noah Martinez was 8th, and River Rogers 9th in the boys' 3,200 meters. In the high jump, Trey Taylor finished 9th for the Rocket boys. And in the girls, Ella Gary was 4th in the long jump. Now, the Lady Rockets softball team and the Crittenden County baseball team will be in action tonight at Marion Crittenden County Park for the opening round of the All-A Classic. Lady Rockets will take on Lyon County beginning at 5:30 p.m. And just next door there at Gordon Blue Gas Field, the baseball team will take on Livingston County. Now, Crittenden County will host the rest of the All-A Classic softball tournament, which will continue Tuesday night and the championship on Thursday.
Crittenden County Attorney Bart Frazier asked for the community's vote in the primary election May 19th. Frazier is a fourth-generation Crittenden Countyan, dedicated to strengthening the county and making it a safer and better place for every family. Frazier is conservative, pro-life, and a lifetime member of the NRA. Frazier asks for your vote May 19th for Crittenden County Attorney, paid for by candidate.
So we have this morning Rebecca Woodall. She is the Family and Consumer Sciences Agent out at the Extension Office. And Rebecca, you're just kind of a regular on this program.
I mean, I'm trying.
You've just always got so many good things going on in the community. And you sent me a flyer the other day, and I said, oh gosh, you've got so much stuff going on. Let's have you on the podcast again. So you have in front of you a whole litany of items coming up during April. And it's Child Abuse Prevention Month, and I know you're a big advocate for that. So just tell me what you've got going on.
Well, first, before I tell you what I have going on, mm-hmm. because it comes first, I want to hit on what CASA Midwest has going on. They do have their...
That's an acronym, CASA.
Yes, Court-Appointed Special Advocates. Mm-hmm. It's they're just kind of advocate for anyone who's in the court system, any juvenile in the court system through no fault of their own. So mm-hmm. like if they've been abused or... it can be different things, but it's no fault of their own that they're in the court mm-hmm. system. So they do have special advocates, and I'm always spinning that if anybody's interested in doing that.
Speaking of spinning, that's what they do, right? These spin wheels.
Yeah, pinwheels, yes. Yeah. Pinwheels are the symbol for child abuse prevention, and we actually have some available here if anybody wants to get one and put it in the yard to show that they are in support of children not being abused. We're also going to have them at a few other places. City Hall has some, and you know, you can pick one up anytime that they're open or that the Extension Office here is open. But they are having a planting of the pinwheels on April 7th at 8:30 a.m., and that will also be at City Hall. And then Judge Brandy Rogers, who's the family judge here in Crittenden County, will sign a proclamation proclaiming that it is Child Abuse Prevention Month here in Crittenden. Mm-hmm. So that's CASA, but then I have a few things going on. On April 10th at 2 p.m., I'm having a Stronger Families workshop, and that's, you know, is geared more towards parents, just talking about communication and taking care of your own stress so that you don't accidentally do something to harm a child either, you know, because sometimes there's also the emotional abuse, which sometimes parents don't realize they're doing, but just how to, like, have happy, healthy families. So that's on April 10th at 2 p.m. And then We're also having a follow-up to the same thing on April 26th at 7 p.m., but that's actually going to be at the county office complex. So you can register. And for those who need it, that will count for community Christmas classes as well. But it's not just for those who need that. And then we have Recognizing and Responding, who's for everyone, which is for everyone, sorry. So it can be professionals, it can be families, but recognizing the sign of abuse. And there's a acronym called 10-4, which is kind of like the signs, like some, like if you see bruises, it actually stands for torso, ears, and neck. Right. Yeah. And for the age of under four. So if like there's bruises there, it's less likely to be an organic bruise. Mm-hmm. Not always the case. But so with that, on April 15th at the library, it's kind of a light, I'm going to say light lunch and learn because, you know, you're not going to get full on it. But we're going to have light lunch if you want to come to the library at noon on April 15th and join us for that.
That's tax day, too.
It's tax day. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, you know, maybe you'll
have a stressful time of the year.
Stressful time of the year, yes. Which I haven't done that yet. But, so yeah, and like, you know, we're teaching like what to recognize and kind of pushing that it's not, because I think sometimes child abuse prevention gets a bad name because people are like, oh, it's, you know, because I have my kid outside without shoes. It's like, we want to talk about what really are the signs so that we don't miss those signs and it's not just, you know, parent shaming all the time. So that's on April 10th at 2 p.m. I'm sorry, no, April 15th at 12 p.m. At the library. And then we're having the same thing with that on April 27th at 5:30, which is also at the county office complex. So April 15th at the library, April 27th at the county office complex. On April 18th, we're kind of have a whole family event at the park. It's going to be at the pavilion closest to the basketball court.
That's on a Saturday.
That is a Saturday. 8 to 11, we're going to have where kids can make their own pinwheels, have some face painting, some other activities for kids. And then 10, we'll have a pinwheel walk around the park. And all month long, starting Tuesday, we have a downtown story walk, which, you know, we raised the money to have the park story walk, which is still in the process of making. But downtown, if you start at the library, you get a little pamphlet with the map of all the places that it'll be. Walk around, read the story. There's going to be some like kind of some conversation starters around the way. And it's the book is not it's not like deep with child abuse. The book is just a general book. But then, like I said, there's conversations are around the long, long way, so parents can make it as deep or as light as they want to. And then there's also some, you can scan the barcode or the QR code for resources too.
And these will be some placards in the windows of these businesses that are on the route.
Yes, there's different signs in the windows, again, starting at the library, going to Crowder Performing Arts. Then you'll kind of turn at Louise's, and then it's pretty much your walk around the block. But they are numbered, so you'll know if you've missed one. And then it ends at City Hall, and Officer O'Neill will have a little goodie bag if you go during their open hours. He'll have a goodie bag. And then one of the important things of child abuse prevention is having safety nets for kids. So along the way, there's some questions about who are your five safe adults. It's been proven if kids have five adults that they feel they can go to, it's more likely to reduce chances of any child abuse. And so Officer O'Neill will ask them if they know their five safe adults, and then they'll get a little prevention PAL badge and a little goodie bag to go with it.
All right. And you also, as far as the you're also the Chamber of Commerce president. You got some things coming up there too. It's just a busy month.
It is a busy month. Sometimes.
So while we've got you coming up here on the 11th, that will be Saturday. You'll have the Home and Garden Show out at the Army. You got a lot of vendors, I think, signed up now for that.
Yes, we didn't really know what to expect, but we do have several vendors, different things. I don't want to start naming them because I'll forget someone, but it'll be at the old National Guard Armory, which is called the what again?
It's the Community Recreation Complex.
Yes. So we do have some vendors, mostly from the county. We have one who no one else in the county does the business, is a window company, so they are coming in from out of the county. But it'll be from 9 to 3. I hope it'll be a good event. And then also, if you're looking for more craft stuff, FFA is having a vendor fair at Rocket Arena. Mm-hmm. But, so try to hit up both if you can. Mm-hmm. But I just hope that it's a good thing. And so people can see the businesses that we do have in the community. And then there'll be a few, because, a lot of our businesses are small-owned businesses, so they don't have the manpower. Mm-hmm. So some of them weren't able to come. I was hoping would be there, but we'll have their business cards and some of their information, too. Yeah. So people coming out of town will also know about that.
One other thing I want you to touch on, because this may interest some folks, is you're having a chamber after-hours event, and it's going to be out at the airport. And I guess even if you're not a chamber member, come out. Because it's cool to see that airport.
Absolutely. Yeah, this is one of our events that you don't have to pay. You don't have to be a member to attend. You can just come networking, seeing mm-hmm. what we have, and the airport's going to kind of show.
When is that?
That is April 14th.
It's next week. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So from 5:30 to 7, and then Misty Tinsley Photography will be there, and she'll do. We're calling it headshots.
Yeah, be careful calling it a headshot. I don't know. This day
professional
and age.
Yeah, photos. Just
photographs, I think.
Yeah, professional photos, because, again, with small businesses, not everyone has a professional photograph, and it really does help for people to know the face. So she's doing professional photos. I'm calling it headshots in the hangar, but it's, I don't know if it's going to be a hangar or not, but she will do free photos, which will just be, you'll get a digital copy of it.
Awesome. Well, people who say nothing ever happens in Marion, Kentucky.
Exactly.
I mean, I just throw my hands up.
Speaking of which, if you want to know what else is going on in Marion, Kentucky or Crittenden County, you can go to the Crittenden County Chamber website or the press website.
That's right.
And we do have a new community calendar. Mm-hmm. We actually had a church from Princeton submit stuff. So I'm like, if a church from Princeton knows about this, then everyone in Crittenden County should be submitting their
Absolutely. Events. Okay. Well, thank you for being on this morning, Rebecca.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Well, of course, it's still tax season, and I have with me today the franchisee of H&R Block in Marion, Kentucky, in Rosa Claire, Illinois, Jennifer Reckinger. And Jennifer, tell us about this online filing system that you have. Folks don't even have to come into your office.
Right. Yeah. So you can actually upload your documents digitally to us. So we can prepare the return, and then we can send this over to you for approval. So you don't even have to step foot into our office at all for us to be able to prepare your tax return.
And can those same people qualify for the early refund?
They sure can. Yes. So we can still do your tax return, and you can still qualify for that refund advance loan.
All right, Jennifer. Well, a lot of options at H&R Block and Mary and Rosa Claire. Thank you.
Thank you.
And that's going to be a wrap on this morning's program. Thank you for joining in. I'm Chris Evans, reporting for the Crittenden Press.